When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, there's a din called Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. That's what allows us to use like a lot of the cooking and stuff we do on Shabbos with the hot plates and whatever we do. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. So for example, if let's say I cook up a chicken, I boil chicken in a pot of water, like a chicken soup. That's called boiled chicken. Anyone's interested in the good historical point about the yeshiva? 15 years ago in the Vila Meis with Shana Alf, and that was my first year being a Rebbe. My wife used to cook up chicken soup every single week and throw away the chicken. She liked boiled chicken. I like boiled chicken. You know, we would only eat the soup. We get rid of the chicken. And with Meis, he's like, Shana Alf, he loves boiled chicken. He used to come over every single Friday afternoon or Thursday night. I remember when just like walk out with a bag full of... he would eat over all of our boiled chicken. He'd come over every single week and eat our boiled chicken. But let's say I boil up the chicken or if Mazur doesn't come 1 week and it's still sitting there, I want to eat it again on Shabbos. Can I stick that into hot soup on Shabbos? So the answer is yes, because it's Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Let's say I cook up a potato kugel fully and I want to, it's cold on Shabbos, I want to put it back on the fire. There may be a problem of Hafzara, the Rabbana, but the Darais, it's totally mutter. Why? Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. So the question is, how much does it have to be cooked to be in the category of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul? According to the Rambam, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul means when it's cooked entirely. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes,
if it's fully cooked, it's mevushal kol tzarka.
That's potter. It's not over daraisa. The rabbanan, you can see why you wouldn't want people doing it. Don't put that thing on a fire because that's the rabbanan. But mid daraisa, it's totally mutter. Why not? Because it's mevushal kol tzarka. However, mashma, if it's not mevushal kol tzarka, if it's 80% cooked or 60% cooked, for 35% cooked, what would the halacha be? Asur daraisa and chayiv. However, many Rishonim disagree. For example, the Rashbam, quoted by the Magid Mishnah, right on the spot, the Rush, as well, in Hilchos Perikira, Simon Yud Yalos disagree as well, and they say once the food hit the status of Michael Ben Jussoy, it's fine. What's Michael Ben Jussoy? Ben Jussoy was a famous bandit, famous robber. And he'd go around in the times of the Tanoim and steal stuff, including food. That's not, he would steal whatever he had. He was in such a rush. The cops were always chasing him. He was always stealing stuff and always in a rush. He would cook his food up, but not fully cooked. He never had enough time. The cops were always after him. He was always afraid someone was going to catch him. How much would he cook it? That's a machlokas, half or a third. Machlokas, I'll be showing. Did he cook it a third, or did he cook it half? Machlokas Rashi versus Rambam. Fine. If you eat the food to the level of Michael Ben Jussoy, if you cook it that much, argues the Rashba, it's totally mutter to continue cooking. And therefore, let's keep it simple. If it's cooked 51%, and you cook it all the way to 99%, did you violate Bishul Daraisa, yes or no? According to the Rambam, what's the answer?
Yes.
Because it's not in the Bishul Kol Tzarka. However, according to the Rashba, what's the din? No, why not? Because Ein Bishul Achar Bishul means what? It was already cooked once, you can't cook it again. Nu Rabosai, what's behind this machlokas? How would you define Bishul? What would be the definition of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul? That depends on Bishul. What do you got, Ezra?
Is Bishul considered a halachic thing, or is it considered a physical?
Excellent. That's the first thing. According to the Rambam, Bishul means what? Physically improving the food. And as long as you are physically improving the food, you are in violation of Bishul Daraisa. At what point in time is it no longer Bishul Daraisa? When it's Bishul Kol Tzarka. However, according to the Rashba, what's the halachic definition? What's the definition of Bishul? Well, I don't think so. That's the Rambam. The Rambam is every second versus what? transforming a food into being cooked. How cooked does it have to be halachically cooked? The answer is Michael Ben Jusai, a third, a half, I don't know, you tell me, Machlokes Rashi Rambam. Or to be said a little sharper, according to the Rambam, there's a Maisa Isser in doing every single element of Bishul, every element, every improvement, every small amount of Bishul you've done, as long as it's Nigdar and Bishul, which means as long as it's an improvement, you violated the Halacha of Bishul. However, according to the Rashba, new, help me out. What? You're not in violation of Bishul until what? You cross the threshold from non-cooked to cooked. Because according to the Rashbam, the Isser is not the process, the Maisa, the act of cooking. Rather, it is creating a cooked object. Creating a completed, or a completing the cooked object. The Isser is the Totsa'a, not the Maisa. This is the explanation that the Pri Moshe has. If you're interested, the Pri Moshe is in Yom Shabbos. It's Simen Yotesef Kut and Gimel. He has one more small little ramification of this. Let me just talk it out quickly, and I'll be 2 minutes over. But I'll, I'm just going to go anyway. There's an Isser of Bishul Achar Bishul by liquids. In other words, by a Dover Lach, we're Machmer. We do say Bishul Achar Bishul. And therefore, if you have a potato cocoa, you can take that back out of the fridge and throw it on the hot plate, but you cannot do that with chicken soup on Shabbos. That's why probably most of us have chicken soup Friday night, not Shabbos day. You ever wondered why you had that? The answer is cause. It's a problem of Bishul Achar Bishul by a Dover Lach, chicken soup. Or like a lot of times we'll have schnitzel Shabbos day, but like chicken on the bone, which comes along with all sorts of oil and juice and liquid, Friday night. Why? Because it's a Dover Lach. Dover Lach you cannot put back on in Bishul Achar Bishul. Fine. So there's an issue of Eim Bishul Achar Bishul by liquids. That's how you pass on Halach Lamai. However, it's in fact a Machlokas Rishonim. It's a Machlokas Rishonim between the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rab. The Rab of the Daf Ha'arif and Daf Chav Aleph, Chav Beis Med Aleph, quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, who says it's Aser. There is Bishul Achar Bishul, which is exactly how we pass on. However, according to the Rab, he doesn't see a difference. Manishtana, Bein Zelazeh, who cares if it's Yavish Alach, who cares if it's drier or wet. Either way, it should be Eim Bishul Achar Bishul. So what's behind this machlokas? So there's probably more than one thing that could be said, but one particular perspective is that Pri Moshe says it's totally in this pre-aforementioned machlokas. It's totally what we just said. It's the same lumdus. According to the Rabbeinu Yonah, recooking a Dover Yavesh doesn't improve anything, but liquids which cool off when they are cooked have a significant improvement. It's like cooking it for the first time. Or in other words, there is mitzias of cooking it better. However, according to the Ran, the Isser is passing the threshold. The answer is creating an officially cooked object. That's, you're not really creating a cooked object. That object has been cooked. If you think about soup, it's been cooked. It's just now you're warming it up. That's like from 30, that's like from 51 up to 99, and it'd be totally mutter. And therefore, maybe the Ran's like the Rashba, while the Rabbeinu Yonah is like the Rambam.